Okay, Pathways of Auron Awareness, Chapter 3, Safer the Inuka. By the way, I ran into the Inuka last Shabbos, Friday night, just walking with his wife in the streets. I was walking with my wife. We ran into each other by chance. I gave the Rebbe a big hug, and guess what? I busted out the Sefer. I said, "Rebbe, I'm walking around with your Sefer on Shabbos. Look what's happening here." And he said, "Wow, let me see the Sefer." He takes the Sefer, and he's like, open to a random page, opens to a random page, and he's like, "Look what page I opened to. The one where it says King David." That means King David's gonna, I don't want you to say what he meant. We'll talk about it another time, but he made a little fold on the page and he said, "Let me fold it. Remember this page." I got a little fold here that the Inuka himself did on the Sefer. What a story, guys. But there's no time for it. We're gonna try to meet the Prime Minister today. We got the tie-in, we got a big day. The pathway that a person can renew himself every hour of the day, like we fall, we get back up, we fall, get back up, we lose our strength, we lose our motivation, whatever it is. While Yadeas Kara Shem Hashem is by remembering and saying the name of God. That's how you renew yourself. Ubefrat b'mea brachos b'chol yom, specifically with the 100 blessings we're supposed to say every day. For those who don't know, a Jew is supposed to make 100 blessings a day. We make in the morning all the blessings and the prayers, and then in the Shemona Esrei and more blessings, and then when we go to the bathroom, we eat. All these things are blessings throughout the day. As it says in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach Ki Im Le'Yira. It says in the Torah, what does God want from us? What does God want from you? Just to have Yira, just to have awe and awareness. That's it. Just to see Him, just to be aware. V'darshu B'Maseches Menachos, and it says in the Talmud, Ach Tikre Ma Elameya. We shouldn't read what Ma does Hashem want from us? What does God want from you? Rather, Meya, 100. 100 God wants from you. 100 blessings God wants from you. It's so simple. Ki Im Le'Yira, and then you will be able to see Him. Then you could be aware of Him. Ki Kasher Ra'a David HaMelech. This is the word King the Eunuch pointed to, because when King David saw She'oiches BeYisrael Tzad Misa Ad Yu Meisim B'Magefa, when he saw death was clinging to the children of Israel, and that they started to die in this plague. He realized, even if they're holding in the ways of God, if they're with Hashem, which means that the Israelites, yeah, they were lit up with all the good attributes, and they were doing Torah, and they were doing good deeds, they were doing all the great things. But still, even with that, they didn't have the attribute lighting them up from awe and awareness. They weren't there yet. So the accusing force, Satan, started calling them out. And then King David established this 100 blessings every day. He's like, we're going to save them from the plague. 100 blessings every day. And as we paskin, as we re this is the laws in the Shulchan Aruch state, this is the laws of Israel that was redacted in the 1400s or so in Tzfat. Sha'al yodom yuchlu lechadesh es ha'yira b'hazkaras Hashem b'chol sha'ah, that it says that a person should renew his yira, his awareness, through remembering God every hour, which could be something very close to us. It's not something far away. I don't care how high you are, how low you are, how big, how small. You could all do this. Because it says, all you need to do, it's like a simple thing, just to have yira. It's like, just do this, just. It's like, just a simple thing. Because the start of awe and awareness is in the highest, in the higher levels. But through this saying, the 100 blessings, and us getting this awe and awareness through it, the awe and awareness spreads down here to the lower levels. It happens down here in the world. We all become aware of God. Like it says in the Talmud, because it says before the blessing, it's written, for the land is God's and it's filled with God's. It's like God's land. But after the bracha, it says, "V'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam," that God gave the land to us. It's our land to do stuff. That's like it comes from the higher levels to the lower level. Shemiz galeis hayira gam ba'aretz. That this awe and awareness also becomes revealed in the land down here. We reveal it. It's revealed by us, not just the heavens. Ki ha'aretz hi ha'yira kamo shekasa b'zohar ve'era, because the land down here is the place of awe and awareness, as it's written in the Zohar. Ha'inu shebechol haskara bracha yuchal adam nischadish b'yira. That, and now we see every time that a person remembers and says the blessing, that human can renew his awe and awareness himself just through the blessings. Super important lesson, guys. Just say blessings. Shivarech v'yazkir Hashem b'tchilu rechimu viz b'yinus gedulas mishuhu maskir Hashemo. Because when you bless it, you remember the name of God with awe and trepidation and deep contemplation, huge contemplation. Whoever is the one, whoever says God's name, he gets all these things. Like whoever says God's name gets all this awe and awareness and trepidation and fear of God and awareness. And only through this can we ascend the mountain of God. Kamosha Kasuv, as it says, Miyale Bahar Hashem in Tehillim, in Psalm, it says, who is the one that could ascend God's mountain? Shu Avraham, and this is Avraham, by the way. Mipnei She'emar Bo, because it says with Avraham, Ki Yireh Elohim Ato, you, Avraham, have awe and awareness of God. It says in the Torah, God has, Avraham has Yira. Sha'al Yedei HaBrachos, Yuchal Eleich B'derech Avos, and through the blessings, we can go in the pathways of our ancestors. HaKadoshim, the holy ancestors. HaNikraim Harim, and they themselves are called mountains. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are called mountains. Belo She'yachez Bo Hara, and you could do all this without evil and the demons and the devil attaching itself to you. Simple life hack, my dear friends. Ki kol ma sha'adam oile b'avodas Hashem yisbarach ve'enu mamshich ve'oile. Because whenever a person goes up with the service of God, and he doesn't continue to go up, he goes up and then he stops a little and he falls back. It's because you didn't renew your awe and awareness. You stopped saying blessings. You didn't continue with the blessings. And then the Satan starts making accusations against you. But through our renewed Yira, through our renewed awe and awareness, by continuing to renew it, we bring a super chill, nachas ruach, we bring a calm spirit and pleasure to God, before God. This is God's drug. Some people smoke joints, God likes when we say blessings. Some people drink at night, God likes when we make blessings. Some people just want to do a Netflix and chill, God just wants our blessings. That's His chill. Kamosha Kasuv, as it says, Amarti v'nase ritzoyni, as it says, I told you to do my will, God says. And God will pour on us bounty and blessings to no end. Without the demons and the devil and the accusing force calling us out, saying we're not worthy for the blessings. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, the new year, which is the day of renewing, the real day of renewing our awe and awareness, we blow the shofar in order to arouse this super chill, this pleasing spirit in God, the same one that Avraham did through his renewal. So by us like doing this nostalgic blowing of the shofar, God's like, oh, I remember chilling with Avraham. Woo, I'm gonna chill now. You guys just reminded me. And through this, we shut up the mouth of the demons, of the Mekatrig, of the Satan, of the accusing forces. And we cause this super bounty from the Holy One, blessed be He, onto Israel. And it's a really good bounty, it's really good blessings. And it pours out onto us without limit. Guys, I couldn't have told you an easier life hack in the world. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to wait online. You don't need any middlemen. You don't need anyone's approval. Open your Siddur. Open your prayer book. Make the blessings every day. Before you have an apple, make the blessing. When you're done with the apple, make the after blessing. When you leave the bathroom, make the blessing. Guys, cannot make it easier. I love you all so much. Wish me luck today. I mean, you may be watching this in a few days, so hopefully today was with mazel. And if it wasn't, it's still mazel. God's always with us. I love you all very much. Have a wonderful day. Keep me in your prayers. I keep you in mind. Yasi, have a good day. I love you too. All the guys have a good day. David Rubin, you're the man. Everyone have a good day. I love you all.